1580 AM WPFP. Translator W276 DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Peyton Gendron, the gunman who researched, plotted, and carried out a racially motivated mass shooting at a Buffalo supermarket, will face the death penalty in the federal hate crimes case. It's the first death penalty case Attorney General Merrick Garland has pursued in a DOJ case. Peyton killed 10 black shoppers in May of 2022. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown reacting to the decision.
When you have masses of people that are killed by a shooter, innocent people whose lives are snuffed out, I think the death penalty should apply.
The 20-year-old already serving multiple life sentences after pleading guilty to state charges. All 50 states under some type of weather alert. Midwest residents hunkering down due to blizzard conditions, including Iowa, where the caucuses are now just 3 days out. The U.S. says the airstrikes against Houthi rebels in Yemen were in response to the militant group's attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea. This is ABC News. The Biden administration rolling out a new program to give student loan borrowers some relief.
The new student loan debt relief program announced by the Biden administration is aimed at helping people who initially took out smaller loan balances and have been paying those loans down for over a decade. It's part of the SAVE plan, a new income-driven repayment plan the administration rolled out last year. People qualify if they had less than $12,000 as their initial student loan balance and have been paying it down for 10 years. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona tells ABC.
If you're paying it for 10 years, it's enough. They've done their part, and it's time to release that debt so they can move on and continue to grow in their finances at home.
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Researchers say a fossil unearthed years ago is an older, more primitive relative to T-Rex. Their findings based on a partial skull that was found in southern New Mexico. Scientists say they've determined the specimen predated T-Rex by up to 7 million years. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Conditions are bad in Wisconsin for just about anything right now, but worst of all for fighting a large fire. More than 50 homes were evacuated in Beloit this morning while crews put out a big commercial fire. People forced out of their homes were staying warm at a neighborhood school. Wisconsin lawmakers will likely take up tax cuts again this spring. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says it would be hard to cut taxes without also cutting public services. Democrats say they'll prioritize working families.
People do want to have the services that are going to allow them and their families to live a good life in their communities, and they also want to feel like their tax burden is fair. So we try to balance all of those things.
Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Heading to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Cowboys Sunday at 3:30 in the first round of the playoffs. Oddsmakers have the Cowboys as 7.5-point favorites. Green Bay could be without their two most experienced receivers. Romeo Doubs would not comment on the chest injury that sent him to the hospital after the Bears game. Christian Watson, not sure yet about his hamstring.
I'm doing everything I possibly can to be able to go on Sunday.
Men's college basketball, Marquette guard Sean Jones suffering a torn ACL in the team's loss at home to Butler. Jones out for the rest of the season. NBA, after losing four of their last five, the Bucks beat the Celtics 135-102. Adrian Griffin on how to deal with a slump.
You can't panic. You can't make excuses. You can't blame. You got to look at yourself in the mirror. And we did that, and we went to the drawing board, and we say, okay, here are some areas we need to get better. This team has great character, great spirit, great leadership.
That's Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Playing what we want.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. Well, she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. play along with the charade. That doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Nice haircut, Jack.
Messages are a prequel for the next bunch of songs on Jack FM.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A winter storm warning is in effect now. Snow becoming heavy at times, blowing and drifting as winds whip up to 35 miles per hour by this evening, greatly reducing visibility and creating treacherous travel. 3 to 6 inches of snow is likely, with potentially higher amounts in some local areas. Right now, it's 20 degrees.
This bunch of songs on Jag FM is being held down by several weighted blankets.
She was struck down.
103.1 Jack FM, playing what we want.
Appreciate
enjoy Jack FM by adding your own ironic twist.
I've got another confession to make.
Hold on while Jag FM turns the cassette over.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent, together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You can enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. Are you a veteran, active duty military, or already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Join us at Jack's Corner Bar on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin for an unforgettable January birthday bash. Come celebrate Vanessa and Brittany's special day with a complimentary specialty drink personally chosen by the birthday girls for all January birthdays. The festivities kick off at 8 p.m. on January 12th, featuring the amazing live music of the Old Pine Road Band. Don't miss this chance to make memories and revel in the joyous atmosphere. Let's make Friday, January 12th, a night to remember at Jack's Corner Bar on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago? It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 103.1 Jack FM weatherology forecast. A winter weather advisory continues until 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Highs level off around 25 this afternoon under overcast skies with snow likely, northeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Snow likely tonight, lows dip down to about 12, cloudy skies expected. Snow likely tomorrow, 14, cloudy skies. Highs around 3 above Sunday with a slight chance for snow. 0, cloudy skies Monday. 4 to 8 inches of snow today through tomorrow night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 21 degrees.
Today's Titletown Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Titletown to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar. Saturday, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Titletown Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
The Packers are wrapping up their practice week today. They'll take on the Cowboys in the wild card playoffs on Sunday. Packers 7.5-point underdogs, and safety Anthony Johnson says he's okay with that.
I love the underdog. I mean, I've been an underdog all my life, so I'm pretty sure most of everybody on the team probably feel like they're an underdog. So I love that story. It's a better outcome at the end.
Three players didn't practice yesterday, including defensive back Jair Alexander. He suffered an ankle injury during a walkthrough on Wednesday.
It doesn't happen very regularly, and it's just it was a freaky deal, and I mean, he was locked in, focused, doing everything we asked him to do, and just fortunately just stepped on somebody's foot, and it happened.
That's Matt LaFleur. I'll have more after this.
We
all make choices. When it comes to alcohol, kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, have a seat for a second. Remind me about that party again.
Alex is just...
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. They want guidance and honest answers to their questions. And it makes a difference when the message is consistent and part of everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The Cowboys defense enters Sunday's game with 17 interceptions, including 9 from Dallas defensive back Deron Bland. 5 of the 9 were returned for touchdowns. Jordan Love has thrown just 1 pick in his last 8 games, and Coach Matt LaFleur said he doesn't want Love thinking about Bland and the Cowboys secondary. He said Love just has to trust his training.
What he's been doing this whole time, and everybody's got to make sure that you're on the same page, that the route depths are at the correct depth, that the quarterback's timing's right, and then there's this thing called the pass rush that they have that's pretty real, that if you hesitate, sometimes bad things can happen there as well.
Packers and Cowboys on Sunday. I'll have reaction from Titletown on Monday on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
What an incredible voice, Jack.
103.1 Jack FM.
You should consider a career in telemarketing.
And I don't know if I've ever been really loved by a hand that's touched me, and I feel like something's gonna give, and I'm a little bit.
Well, I will.
practice being on hold. 866-930-JACK.
So lately, been wondering who will be there to take my place when I'm gone. Need love to light the shadows on your face. If a great wave shall fall and fall upon us all, then between the sand and stone, could you make it on your own? If I could, then I
the